in a sport often governed by its timeless traditions. Classic is a term reserved only for those capable of reaching the loftiest of heights.
And here he is, the unconquerable, invincible, unbeatable Cigar!
Exuding perpetual class.
He's an everlasting credit to the sport. American Pharoah has belted a grand slam in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Proving themselves to be a work of art.
This is
deemed to be of the highest quality.
The two Derby winners hit the wire together. Mucho Macho Man Declaration of War will take charge of Final Man. Mucho Macho Man!
The final move as they come to the wire. And Ali Sheba, America's horse, has done it.
Arrow Gate steals the show at the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Concern will try to do it from last to first.
And while it is true that time is the ultimate judge, today, on this stage, in this moment, Classic is attainable. Is this your time? The Breeders' Cup Classic is next.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Keeneland Racecourse in Lexington, Kentucky, where the final of 14 championship races is about to be contested in just a little over 35 minutes from right now, and it is a big one. It is the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic. Mike Penna alongside Bobby Newman, the legendary retired trainer Jude Feld. We are looking down upon the middle of the home stretch here at Keeneland on a warm early November afternoon with temperatures already in the mid-70s, winds from the south at about 20 to 25 miles an hour. It has been a gusty afternoon, those winds blowing from our left to right, from the top of the home stretch down toward the finish line. So as the horses make their way up the backstretch for the Breeders' Cup Classic, that wind is going to be a headwind hitting them right in the faces as they turn for home, and that run for glory, the wind will be at their backs. That is welcome news to the estimated 45,000 racing fans in attendance. At least the temperatures are. The winds have been a bit challenging, as we've seen hats blowing off of some of the ladies and the ball caps blowing off of some of the guys. But it's that kind of afternoon, but a welcome afternoon for the running of the Breeders' Cup Classic here in the Bluegrass. Returning to Keeneland for the first time since 2020. At that point, guys, the Breeders' Cup was contested here during the pandemic without fans. Bobby, the Breeders' Cup said, you know what? This isn't right. We want to let fans experience the Breeders' Cup here in Central Kentucky, the horse capital of the world, and they said, we're coming back here in 2 years. They held true to their promise, and this has been one heck of a Breeders' Cup so far.
And it seems like everyone have come out to Keeneland for these 2 days. They capped the attendance at 45,000 for today. My guess is they've got 45,000. And even though it's windy conditions, it's certainly not freezing cold. And we haven't noticed anything. While you and I may be affected by the wind and it's blowing things around, it doesn't seem to be affecting the action on the racetrack.
No, it certainly does not. And Jude, the connections of the eight contenders set to go postward in the Breeders' Cup Classic are anxiously awaiting their opportunity to call themselves a true classic type of a horse. But there's one horse in here in particular that everybody has been talking about for months in this sport now, and that is Flightline. He is currently the 1-2 favorite in the wagering, and look, he's raced five times, he's never lost, and people are already talking about him being in the same sentence as a horse like Secretariat, a generational type of runner. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at his form. First race, he won by 13. Second race, he won by 12. Third race, he won by 11. Fourth race, he won by 6. Looks like he's getting worse, right? Then he wins the Pacific Classic by 19 lengths.
When they were questioning if he could go that distance.
A mile and a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, he proved he could. And, of course, he gets a mile and a quarter again here today, Bobby Newman. And, you know, look, every trainer that we have heard talk about Flightline over the past week and throughout the coverage over the past 2 days has just been so complimentary of him. And they know that they're up against it here today. They have to have their running shoes on. But we also know the horses are not machines. And if Flightline doesn't show up with his A game, there's enough good horses in here that could take him down.
Right. The only problem is I think that he's the closest thing to a machine that we've seen in a long, long time. And he's answering different questions every time he goes out to the racetrack. You know, this time he's going to be facing winners for the first time. This time he's going to be breaking the rail and running at a track that's not in Southern California for the first time. This time he's going to go a mile and a quarter for the first time or around two turns. And he's passed all of those, obviously, with flying colors. The question marks today are it's a racetrack he's never been to, and it's competition he has not seen thus far. I don't think the racetrack is going to bother him at all. He's looked fantastic since he's arrived here a little less than 2 weeks ago, including a typically very good work 1 week ago today. This, by far, is the toughest competition that Flightline has seen thus far in his career. Horses like Life is Good and Taba and Epicenter and Olympiad and Hot Rod Charlie are all grade one caliber runners. I mean, let's take Olympiad to begin with. Just for instance, for Bill Mott, this is a horse who's won 8 of 12 starts and made over $2 million in his career. He's 28-1 in this race. That's how much they think of Flightline and some of these others.
Well, for more on this year's Breeders' Cup Classic, let's go down to the paddock and welcome in the fourth member of our broadcast team this afternoon. It is Jeff Bloom. Jeff?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I got to tell you, it's just absolutely electric down here in the paddock. Everybody who is anybody is here. It's wall to wall. You were talking about capping this thing off at 45,000 in attendance. It feels like that's how many are down here trying to get up close and personal, get a look at these fabulous classic runners, in particular Flightline. I'll tell you the really interesting thing too that you see here, which is somewhat unique. There are world-class connections that have no stake in this particular race. And I'm talking about trainers, Aidan O'Brien, John Gosden. You know, you've got all types of connections that want to get a look at what might be the greatest racehorse we've ever seen. And you know, you truly can't appreciate it unless you were actually standing here and feeling it from those that are in attendance. We don't have horses walking around yet. We're anxiously and patiently awaiting for those horses. But when I tell you that it's wall-to-wall, it truly is. And you have to wonder what's going on in that jockey's room right now as well. I mean, for myself, I never came close to riding in a situation like this, but there's a lot of money on the line, a world championship potentially on the line. And so, you know, each individual guy is doing their own thing. They're sitting in their corner. They may be going over the racing form. You know, it's certainly a situation where everybody handles a situation like this differently. For Flavien Prat, obviously, he's got a target on his back, but we've heard him say that he's never been on the back of an animal that has this kind of talent. I imagine he's got butterflies in his stomach, but at the same time, he's got to come into this paddock with all kinds of confidence, knowing that he might be sitting on the likes of something we've never seen before. Mike?
Yeah, it's a special afternoon for the not only the equine participants in this race and what might be a generational type of racehorse in Flightline, but it is for the human connections as well. When we come back, we're going to get you ready for the $6 million Classic, but we will tell you why Flightline was special long before his racing career even began. You're listening to the 39th Breeders' Cup World Championships on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Listening to exclusive coverage of the Breeders' Cup Classic on HRRN, presented by 2017 Classic winner Gunrunner.
Let's see, a quarter of a mile to go in the Pacific Classic. Flavien Prat and Flightline are an embarrassing lead. It must be 15 lengths as they turn for home now. And let's see, Flavien Prat just shakes the reins at Flightline. And take a good look at this, because you're not going to see this too often, maybe never again. Flightline, 20 lengths clear. Flavien Prat takes a hold and canters in the TVG Pacific Classic. Second place will go to Country Grammar. Then came Royal Ship, Express Train, Extra Hope, and Stiletto Boy.
Welcome back to a windy Keeneland Racecourse in Lexington, Kentucky, where the Breeders' Cup Classic is now just 29 minutes away. Trevor Denman had the call of Flightline's remarkable 19-length victory in the Pacific Classic at Del Mar on September 3rd. That win has everyone in racing anticipating that we very well could be witnessing a generational type of racehorse, and maybe even one of the greatest horses of all time. And to give you a little bit more perspective on that 19-length win, a length in racing is generally regarded to be approximately 8 feet, meaning that Flightline was more than 152 feet in front of his competition when he crossed the finish line in that Pacific Classic. That is roughly the same height as a 14-story building, or the approximate distance of lining up 10 mid-sized cars, 11 billboards, or 6 movie theater screens. Think about that. So it was a long way back to the horse in second place. But the legend of Flightline began well before he ever set foot on a racetrack.
Jane Lyon has loved horses her whole life. Her Summerwind farm in Kentucky, which she developed with her late husband Frank, is the boutique breeding operation that provided us with overwhelming Breeders' Cup Classic favorite, Flightline.
My husband had just passed away, so I was looking to build up a broodmare band. The mare I purchased at the sale, because of her pedigree, and she is obviously a long-time Phipps family bloodline.
For Lyon, the mating decision was an easy one.
Tappet has always been a major star in my mind, and breeding her to Tappet was sort of a no-brainer for us. It just is a miracle from there. I can't really take credit for it.
Flightline has a presence on the racetrack and a lot of swagger.
The thing about Flightline is that he is so self-possessed, and they just let him tell them what he wants to do. And I think John Sadler and Juan are the key to Flightline being who he is right now.
Nobody knows more about who Flightline is right now than John Sadler assistant and Flightline's regular exercise rider, Juan Leyva.
Flightline is, he's not a regular horse. He's probably one of those horses that I don't think I'll get the chance to see again in my lifetime. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm also realistic, and I know that this is probably going to be the best horse I'm ever going to be around.
Leyva has his hands full with this incredibly fast thoroughbred.
Everything from the start has always been about teaching him to ration his speed, not go 100 miles an hour from the start. And I think this year we finally achieved what we really wanted, is a horse that can turn off and be right there for the jock when he needs him. And, you know, I think with age, this horse has also matured, but John's also been very patient with the horse and with me.
It's possible the Breeders' Cup Classic will be Flightline's final career start before he heads to a stallion career at Lane's End Farm. And with that reality, his rider's introspection has kicked in.
It's bittersweet, but you know what? I get to enjoy being around him now. And I think the lessons that he's taught me will help me in the future to be able to develop horses with maybe not as much ability as he has, but maybe close. And I think that's the biggest thing that I'm taking away from this, is that you don't really know how to train a good horse until you have one in the barn.
Summerwind Farm has a half-brother to Flightline named Eagle's Flight that Jane Lyon was going to sell. As usual, she has a plan.
You know, a girl can always change her mind. It's hard for me to part with any of my horses, but after that performance in the Pacific Classic, I just was thinking about it, and if I put him in the sale, he could be sold, and they may not want a partner or anything like that. And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to catch my breath. I'm going to see what happens in the Breeders' Cup, and then I'll make a decision. And that's what I'm going to do.
You know, they made so many right decisions so far with Flightline, and the connection's hoping for more good things to come in the Breeders' Cup Classic. He is certainly a spectacular racehorse and needs no introduction here. He's 2-5 right now with 24 minutes to post. Guys, let's talk about, first of all, what makes Flightline so great. Drew, what is it about him that just makes him better than everybody else he's been on the track with?
He's kind of effortless. He has that efficiency of motion and a quietness to him. When he's on the racetrack, you don't even hear him hitting the ground. It's like he kind of flies over the ground, which is kind of odd considering his name. But I mean, he's just very, very smooth and relaxed. And he has a presence. He comes out and he looks around. It's like he surveys his kingdom. I mean, it sounds so hokey. I hate to even say it, but I mean, that's the kind of impression he gives. He has a regal stature, almost like an inner knowing that he's really good, you know? And he kind of like surveys and goes, what am I going to do today, you know?
He is in the paddock now with all of the other contenders. He has been saddled, and he will make his way around the paddock area a couple of times before he comes out to meet his rider for today's race. And then the riders will get a leg up aboard their horses, but Flightline ridden by his regular rider, Flavien Prat, this afternoon. Bobby, Jude talks about that presence. We've seen this over the years with great winners of the Breeders' Cup Classic, including American Pharoah, the Triple Crown winner, who capped off his Grand Slam campaign right here at Keeneland back in 2015 with that spectacular victory in the Classic. But what else is it about Flightline? Is he just faster than everybody?
He's faster early than most horses, and he's faster late than most horses, and he doesn't look like he's getting tired when he's moving with or away from the horses. I got an interesting story the other way, actually speaking with Juan Leyva, and he was telling me about the first time that Flavien Prat came to work Flightline. And Flavien came to the barn. It was well before Flightline had ever raced. And Juan told me, he says, Flavien, this is the best horse we have in the barn, and he may be the best horse on the grounds. You're going to see something today. And Flavien's kind of a soft-spoken guy, you know, not a blowhard, any side of the thing. And I guess he came back after working the horse. He went straight to John Sadler. Please let me ride this horse. So this is not something where, listen, Flightline's improved like you've expected to improve, but he's been good since day one when they saw him. And I think the way that John Sadler and Juan Leyva and the rest of the team there at the Sadler barn has been treating him is, hey, we've got something good. We just need to guide him kind of in the right directions.
Let's say he doesn't bring his A game today. Which horses in here do you view as the most likely upsetters of Flightline?
Well, I think there's two horses. Taiba, who's really on the improve. He's been getting better and better as time goes on. Racing experience, fitness, all of those things. His numbers are on the rise. I think he's one of the horses. And the horse that's been training great is Hot Rod Charlie. I mean, he showed a lot of mettle last time when he won, and I think, you know, he's another horse. He's been training great at Keeneland. He ran second here in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile when he was a two-year-old. I think so. We know he likes the track. I mean, lots of things to like about him today.
I think two of the three-year-olds are the likely ones. Jude mentioned Taba, and he looks like he may be the best three-year-old in training right now. It's pretty close between him and Epicenter. Interesting to note that none of us really mentioning the horse who actually won the Kentucky Derby, Rich Strike. I think we'd all be a little bit surprised. Listen, we were surprised the first Saturday in May. I'd be equally as surprised today.
Well, as I mentioned, the Breeders' Cup Classic contenders have made that walk from the barn area and into the paddock. They have been saddled. The jockeys have left the jocks room. They're moving over toward their mounts. The call from paddock judge David Wedlake will go out shortly for riders up. At that point, the trainers will give them a leg up, and it is a special moment for those jockeys and for those horses and for the connections of all the Breeders' Cup Classic horses. The paddock is full. We're going to get a check from Jeff when we return. It is quite a scene as we continue to edge closer to this year's main event. 20 minutes away. When we come back, we will take you down to that paddock. We'll rejoin Jeff, and we'll meet the field for the 39th renewal of the Breeders' Cup Classic. This is the 2022 Breeders' Cup on HRRN.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Breeders' Cup Classic on HRRN, presented by 2017 Classic winner Gunrunner.
Life is good. Rounds the far turn in front. Ginobili is sent along by Drayden Van Dyke, trying to come and get him on the far turn. It's three lengths back to eight rings, and Restrained Vengeance has moved up into fourth. They're into the stretch, and it's Life is Good off the turn with a 2.5 length lead. Ginobili full out in second. On the inside, eight rings is third. They're coming past the 16th pole. It's Life is Good. And this colt is incredible. Life is good. Won it by 6 lengths over Ginobili. Restrained Vengeance was third. 8 Rings was fourth.
Larry Colmus with the call of last year's Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, won by Life is Good, and he is really, really good. He's coming up against Flightline in the Breeders' Cup Classic. Life is Good, 9 wins from 11 starts. Guys, he's a 4-time Grade 1 winner, so he knows how to compete at the highest levels. He has faced the best horses that the sport has to offer on many different occasions. But he's not getting a lot of respect in here with the betting public. Bobby, he's on the board at 8-1.
Well, he does have some question marks. First of all, the distance is a big question mark for Life is Good. The only time previous to today that he's tried a mile and a quarter was in the Dubai World Cup, and he had a clear lead at the top of the stretch and ended up fading badly in the final 16th of a mile, maybe 8th of a mile. He finished 4th that day, beaten over 2 lengths. It was a deeper, tiring track, and I think that's what they're looking at as the reason why he stopped so badly. But he's also never faced a horse in like Flightline who can possibly apply pressure to him early on.
Most handicappers expecting that Life is Good will get the jump on Flightline early and be in front, and that would force Flightline and jockey Flavien Prat to have to take the race to him, if you will. You kind of force his hand a little bit. We'll see how this plays out, assuming that Life is Good were to break well and has that speed to get in front of Flightline early. It is just one of the stories within the story of this year's Breeders' Cup Classic. And for more, let's head back down to the paddock and get a check-in with our Jeff Bloom. Jeff?
Yeah, I think the connections are getting a little anxious. In fact, Bob Baffert was asking him, did somebody lose a shoe or something, because they're still walking around without their riders. I'll tell you, it's really fascinating to see this scene. You know, I use that term wall-to-wall people, but it truly is. And anybody, as I mentioned before, from our industry that's involved in this game wants a really nice look. And it's just so fun to watch these horses walk around. They're just class animals. In particular, Flightline. Anytime there is any type of camera, he just sort of gives a nod of his head, looks at the camera, and kind of struts. He's just got a regal way about him. It's easy to say that, you know, looking at the results, but he truly does when he's walking around this paddock. I'll tell you, another horse, like Bobby mentioned a little bit earlier, that we haven't really been talking about is the Kentucky Derby winner. He really looks good. I mean, sure, be a big long shot. Any horse in here would be, but the Derby winner is really looking exceptional in the paddock as they walk around.
Jeff, have you noticed anything with Flightline? It seems like he's had a camera on him for basically the last 30 minutes or so, which is not normal. Usually they'd kind of split time with camera work on all of the horses, but Flightline seems to have had a camera in front of him for a good half hour or so.
I think that's because just everybody wants to see Flightline. I mean, we've got some spectacular racehorses in this race, and every conversation anybody is having is Flightline. But no, he's acting perfect. There's nothing wrong. He's actually staying as cool, calm, and collected as you could have a horse. And as we speak, they have just announced riders up, and the jockeys are jumping aboard. Flightline just gave a little kick with the back of his legs there, and he's waiting for Flavien, who is now aboard. And they are on their way, fellas, out to the auxiliary paddock, and they will make their way out onto the track momentarily.
All right, Jeff, we'll check back in with you in a few minutes. And the horses here at Keeneland, located out behind the grandstand and clubhouse area, so they have to come through a tunnel and then onto the main track for the post parade, where they're going to be greeted by about 45,000 fans. And, well, many of them scattered throughout the facility, but many of them right there in front where the horses are going to come onto the track by the winner's circle. They're going to be greeted by 20 to 25 mile an hour winds as well, which they've been dealing with throughout the afternoon here, and shouldn't bother the 8 contenders coming up in this year's Breeders' Cup Classic. All right, guys, it is that time. Time to meet the field. Again, 8 horses set to go, $6 million on the line, a mile and a quarter on the main track here at Keeneland. Bobby, take it away.
And here is the field for the 2022 Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. They're led by number 1, Taba, owned by Zidane Racing Stables and trained by Bob Baffert. Mike Smith is aboard.
He won the Grade 1 Pennsylvania Derby in his last start by 3 lengths over Zandon and Cyberknife.
He is 11-1 on the board. 2, Life is Good, owned by Windstar Farm and China Horse Club, trained by Todd Pletcher. Irad Ortiz Jr., the rider.
Riding a 3-race winning streak into this race, the Grade 2 John Nayrud Stakes, the Whitney, a Grade 1, and the Woodward, a Grade 1. Fantastic record.
And a big price today at 8-1. 3, Happy Saver, owned by Wertheimer at Frere and trained by Todd Pletcher. John Velasquez, the rider.
He's made $1,000,001. He's won 5 out of 12. He's been first or second 10 out of 12. Tries every time.
A and he's the longest shot at 41-1. Number four is Flightline, owned in partnership by Aronis Racing, Summer Wind Equine, West Point Thoroughbreds, and others. John Sadler trains with Flavian Pratt.
He's great. What else can he say?
And he's 1-2 to get it done today. Five, Hot Rod Charlie, owned by Roadrunner Racing, Gainesway Stable, and Boat Racing. Doug O'Neill, the trainer, Tyler Gaffalione aboard.
Very much at the top of his game. He's been training super here at Keeneland.
And he's 14-1 today. Six, Epicenter, is owned by Winchell Thoroughbreds, trained by Steve Asmussen with Joel Rosario.
Your Travers winner last time out, that's a grade one, obviously, at Saratoga. By five lengths, he has a legion of fans, and rightly so.
He is 5-1 today. Number seven, Olympiad, is owned by Grandview Equine, Cheyenne Stable, L&J Foxwoods, Bill Mott, the trainer, with Junior Alvarado.
Winner of the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup last time out, going today's distance a mile and a quarter.
And right now, 25-1, 8 Rich Strike, Red TR Racing, the owners, Eric Reed, the trainer, and Sonny Leone.
Your Kentucky Derby winner of this year ran second last time to Hot Rod Charlie in the Lucas Classic.
And 20-1, Mike, that's the field for Breeders' Cup 2022.
9 minutes to post. Let's head back down to the paddock to our Jeff Bloom. Jeff?
Standing alongside trainer Bob Baffert. You hold the record for Breeders' Cup Classic victories with four, I believe, right, Bob?
I think it took me about 20 years to get to the first one, but I don't know. But I'm just happy to be here with a nice horse, and it's still exciting. I'm excited about it. They're beautiful. All these horses look so good. They could look great in the paddock, so it's going to be a good race.
What about coming into a race like this? I mean, you have a very talented horse on your hands, but Flightline, nobody can beat him. He's the best we've seen. I mean, do you change the way you approach coming into a race like this because of a horse like that?
Well, usually I come in here with three-year-olds because they're so good, then they're retired. But this year, you've got these four-year-olds. Life is good. They don't talk about it. He's just as good. I think Flightline looks like a little bit bigger version of Life is Good. They have that same. They're both fast. I think they're going to dictate the pace. I think the first quarter of a mile is going to tell us, you know, what really happens.
Will you be surprised by any kind of outcome in this race?
I just told Mike, give me second.
Yeah, you heard it here. We're hoping for second. Good luck. Mike?
Hall of Famer Bob Baffert. Yeah, Mike Smith aboard. By the way, guys, a little side note here to Mike Smith. Mike Smith, now 57 years old. He's the all-time leading rider in number of wins in Breeders' Cup history. If he can get a victory aboard Taba here today, he will become the oldest jockey ever to win a Breeders' Cup race, surpassing Bill Shoemaker. So from one Hall of Famer to another, and I'm, you know, Mike Smith, it's hard to believe he's 57 years old. The guy keeps himself in tremendous shape, and every time I talk to him and see him, he looks like he's 37.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Yeah, it can be depressing when you see a guy who works out like that. Let's talk about Taba for just a minute and the other three-year-olds in here, because this is a race that very well could determine the three-year-old championship. A lot of people think Epicenter still has a stake in that. We know Rich Strike, the Kentucky Derby winner, has a say. And if Taba can jump up and win here and beat a horse like Flightline, he's going to maybe have the inside track to being three-year-old champion this year.
Well, I think if any of those three win this race, they will be champion three-year-old and most likely the Eclipse Award Horse of the Year. Taba probably has to win the race to become champion three-year-old. Otherwise, it's between Rich Strike and Epicenter for me. Epicenter is the horse of late. He's gotten the better of Rich Strike at times, but Rich Strike, of course, won the biggest race that we have here in this country, and you can't take that away from him.
Olympiad being shown on the television monitors now. He is somewhat of the Rodney Dangerfield of this year's race. He has competed very, very well against some of the top competition all year long, and he's not getting a lot of respect in the spot this afternoon. He's on the board at 25-1. We'll talk more about him as we get closer to post time, but it's time now to check in with Vance Hansen from Twin Spires and see who Vance thinks is the winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic.
The Breeders' Cup Classic this year is all about number four Flightline, the 3-5 morning line favorite. Undefeated, almost otherworldly Flightline has been so far, including in his two victories this year in the Met Mile and the Pacific Classic, the latter in which he turned in a Secretariat-like performance, winning by over 19 lengths. Your betting option here, do you stand with Flightline or do you go against Flightline? I'm going to stand with him to maintain his perfect record and go 6-6 in this year's Classic. My pick is number four, Flightline.
And post time for the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic is now just 5 minutes away. Keeneland announcer Kurt Becker has the call. When we return, you're listening to the 39th Breeders' Cup World Championships on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Breeders' Cup Classic on HRRN. Presented by 2017 Classic winner, Gunrunner.
Arrowgate's going to take the far outside route. He's coming up on the outside of Gunavera, but he's a long way behind Gunrunner and Collected as they make their way to the top of the stretch in the Breeders' Cup Classic. They're into the stretch, and it's Collected and Gunrunner. They've been battling since the gates opened. Gunrunner's got the lead. Collected West Coast is bearing down on them on the outside. Final 16th, Gunrunner reaching for the wire. Collected's alongside, and then comes West Coast and War Story. But Gunrunner's on top of the world. He wins the Breeders' Cup Classic over Collected. Then came West Coast, followed by War Story. Arrowgate was coming late, but too late. The final time was 2:01.29.
NBC's Larry Colmus with the call of Gunrunner's victory in the 2017 Breeders' Cup Classic, a win that would catapult him to Horse of the Year honors and champion Older Dirt Male in 2017. His talented son, Taba, is looking to follow in his father's footsteps in this year's Breeders' Cup Classic, now just moments away. Promises to be a good one. Mike Penna, Bobby Newman, Jude Feld, and Jeff Bloom back with you here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. We are 2 minutes away from the Classic. The horses have completed the post parade and the final preparations. They're now moving toward the starting gate and will begin to load momentarily. Bobby, time for that pick, my friend. Who is there? Are you standing with Flightline, or are you going to go a different direction?
Mike, I think there are some great horses in this race, but there may be one superstar, and I'm not going to try to beat Flightline. He's on top for me.
JT?
Yeah, ditto.
I think Flightline is the winner of this race, but I think from a betting perspective, trying to beat him, get some value. If you're going to take a shot against him, give me Taba, the fast improving 3-year-old, and we'll see if Hall of Famer Mike Smith can become the oldest jockey in the history of the Breeders' Cup to win a Breeders' Cup race.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, we're going to find out. They are moving toward the gate. JT, put me inside the trainer's mind right now. You've done everything you can possibly do. You're John Sadler. You're watching this horse move toward the gate. Almost time to load. What's going through John Sadler's mind?
Just break good. That's all you want is the horse to get out of the gate, not have any mishap, and then you have to trust your rider. You have to just hope everything goes your way. But the main thing you're thinking about is just the gate. Just get out of the gate good.
All right, moving toward that starting gate now. Just a few moments away from what could be an historic running of the Breeders' Cup Classic. They're all special, but Bobby, like, it's almost as if we're back in 2015 when American Pharoah was going to the post, right? It just has that type of feel to this year's Breeders' Cup Classic in these moments.
And it feels like even people who maybe not betting Flightline because he's a very short price, rooting for Flightline maybe to say they were part of something special.
The horses have arrived at the gate. They have begun to load. A mile and a quarter journey, potentially Horse of the Year, potentially 3-year-old champion honors on the line over the course of the next couple of minutes. Here comes number 5, Hot Rod Charlie, stepping into line. Number 3, Happy Saver for trainer Todd Pletcher, moves in. Epicenter, one of the 3-year-olds in this year's field for Steve Asmussen, coming forward. Olympiad, number 7, stepping into line. Here comes number 4, Flightline. He has on the dark green and the white HR with the dark green hoops and the white sleeves. Flavian Pratt adjusts the goggles and steps into line. One horse left to load. It is Rich Strike, the Kentucky Derby winner. Can he do it again? Let's find out. The Breeders' Cup Classic. Kurt Becker has the call.
And they're off in the Longines Breeders' Cup Classic. There goes Hot Rod Charlie, Flightline. Life is good. Life is good. Now strikes the lead as they head past the stands for the first time. Flightline will go second. Hot Rod Charlie, third. Epicenter quickly gets over to the rail in fourth. Olympiad to his outside now moves up one spot from the fifth position. Taba is further back toward the rail in the sixth spot. And then Rich Strike is in seventh, and Happy Saver last of the eight as they enter the first turn. Life is good against the rail, has the lead by a length and a half as Flightline goes second. Then a gap of 5 more lengths back to Hot Rod Charlie in third. 22.55 seconds, the time for the opening quarter. Olympiad, then Taba. Now Taba's moved off the rail, moves up from fifth into fourth, now draws alongside of Hot Rod Charlie to challenge for the third position. Further back, Epicenter, Rich Strike, gap of six more, back to Happy Saver, who is last. Life is Good, though, is the leader. Life is Good guides the field up the back stretch, leads it by two lengths. Flight Line is second. Flavian Pratt checks over his shoulder, sees it's nearly 10 lengths back to Hot Rod Charlie in third a length. Taba is in fourth and is followed by Olympiad, Rich Strike, Happy Saver at the back. 45.47 seconds the time for the first half mile. Life is Good, the leader to the far turn, and has it out to three lengths now. Flight Line is second. It's a gap of 10 back to Hot Rod Charlie. Olympiad, then Taba. Moving around the turn for the quarter pole, here's Flight Line. He was three lengths away. He was two lengths away. He draws within a length and a half of Life is Good, and this duo goes on past the quarter pole into the stretch at Keeneland, and Flight Line just moves right by Life is Good. Flight Line has the lead. He's got it by two. He's got it by three. A furlong to go. Life is Good is second, gap of five back to Taba. Flight Line, a 16th to go. World-class racehorse, world-class performance, and a world championship event. Flight Line has won the Breeders' Cup Classic.
As advertised, Flight Line very well appears to be a generational type of horse here this afternoon. He dominates the Breeders' Cup Classic, does it with ease. JT, he was eased up coming under the wire here, and he still won by more than six lengths.
Yeah, I mean, he just crushed the field. I mean, going down the backside, the horses that were third, fourth, fifth on back, I mean, they were a long way back. I don't even want to say how far back they were.
We are potentially, and I think most people would agree.
798 for three quarters?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a correct timing or not. That was ultra quick. I mean, they finished up 2 minutes, 0.05, the final running time. That 107.98 for three quarters doesn't compute, does it, Bobby?
Well, they did have a gigantic win behind them basically for the first more than quarter of the race because they come down the stretch and the wind's behind them. I can say this. I'm 53 years old. This is the best horse that I have seen race.
He did this with ease, with ultimate ease. I mean, such a professional. It was poetry in motion here, as Trevor Denman would say. Just an absolutely scintillating performance. Flight Line dominating the Breeders' Cup Classic. And I mentioned the fact that he's probably going to win by more than six lengths. I didn't see the official mark. It seemed like there was a long gap between his crossing the finish line and the second-place finisher in here. American Pharoah won this race in 2015 by 6.5 lengths. That tied Volpone's mark of 6.5 that he set in 2002 when he won it. I'm pretty sure he won this race by more than 6.5, Bobby.
It was a very good race for the second place position between between Olympiad and Taba. This is what I thought was as impressive as anything. Watching the race as they're going down the backstretch, and Life is Good and Flight Line are basically all by themselves at that point. And you're thinking, somebody's got to come running at these two, and they never did.
No,
now,
they didn't.
Life is Good. Once he got past, he kind of folded his tent. But Flight Line just kept on going, and it was not as if Olympiad and Taba or anybody else were making ground on him. They weren't at all. He looks like he literally could have gone five more times around. Nobody's ever catching him.
And they wouldn't have caught him. No, absolutely not. Olympiad is going to end up second in here. Taba going to be the top three-year-old in this race. He's going to finish third. Rich Strike, the Derby winner, rounds out the superfecta. And number two, Life is Good, after setting those fractions, going to fade to fifth here this afternoon in the Breeders' Cup Classic. We'll step away for a break. We will come back with all the prices and a check with Jeff Bloom. This is the 2022 Breeders' Cup on HRRN.
You're listening to the Breeders' Cup World Championships on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Here's Flight Line. He was three lengths away. He was two lengths away. He draws within a length and a half of Life is Good. And this duo goes on past the quarter pole into the stretch at Keeneland. And Flight Line just moves right by Life is Good. Flight Line has the lead. He's got it by two. He's got it by three. A furlong to go. Life is Good is second. Gap of five back to Taba. Flight Line, a 16th to go. World-class racehorse, world-class performance, and a world championship event. Flight Line has won the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Flightline returning to the winner's circle under Flavien Prat to a standing ovation from some of the most savvy and dedicated horse racing fans, owners, breeders, and trainers in the world. And Flightline, a generational type of racehorse. He is one of a kind, and he is a winner here this afternoon of the Breeders' Cup Classic. For more, let's head downstairs to the paddock and get a check-in with our Jeff Bloom.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I'm standing alongside Hall of Fame jockey John Velasquez, and we were just chatting. You know, Johnny, have you ever seen anything like this as long as you've been in the game?
No, I've been here 32 years now, almost 33 years. I definitely haven't seen something like this. This is a wow moment that everybody should enjoy this, because I don't know if we're going to see this horse back, though. You know, it's sad because this is what racing is all about, to get a horse like this and get everybody excited. But we know the business as well, you know, that they're sometimes in this kind of situations, it's very valuable, and he probably had to go to stud. But like I said, it's a wild moment.
That horse was scooting away so quick and easily. Where you were sitting in the race, did you think for a moment that there was any opportunity for you to actually get into that race?
Well, listen, I was so far back, and I know they're going so fast, and my horse had no speed anyway, and he was struggling to catch up, and it's like, well, by the half of my pole, I know I'm going to catch up to them. I never did. I never did. Even the horses that were last, they were running so faster than me that I'm kind of using my horse to be there. He did not like that kind of race that I had kind of nudge him all the way around. Again, and I come back and I see the time, and I was like, wow. that's one of the races they're going to go for the history books, and people are going to be talking about this race for a long time.
Just as a fan, isn't it special?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as a fan, as a jockey, though, you know, even as a jockey, I mean, it's like, it's incredible to see it, though. You know, we always think, as a rider, right, how are we going to beat this horse, though? You know, obviously, with plenty of speed in the race, we think it's going to come back to us and everything like that. Our strategy thinks, well, I think it's going to happen to the horses coming from behind. It didn't work.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Thank you.
Mike?
Yeah, John Velasquez, the winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic in 2020. The last time the Breeders' Cup was here at Keeneland, that was with Authentic, but this was a different level here today. And you can tell Johnny Velasquez, who was aboard Happy Saver, finished well back of Flightline. He's, you know, look, we all started out as fans of this game, right? And Jeff asked him that question. As a fan, it's pretty cool. And just like us, John Velasquez in awe of what he saw from Flightline today.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's been the whole thing for me leading up when you hear guys like Bob Baffert say, try to get me second, when does that ever happen? I mean, you hear Johnny Velasquez, he's won every race there is to win, pretty much. And he's going, wow. I looked at the time, I go, oh, that's crazy, you know? It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, a moment to enjoy here at Keeneland this afternoon. Flightline is leaving the winner's circle now. He had the garland, the purple, and gold flowers draped across his withers. He's heading back to the barn area now, and the results are official. Bobby Newman, you have all the prices, my friend.
Okay, number four, Flightline, four-year-old bay colt by Tappet out of the Indian Charlie Mare Feathered, owned by Heronis Racing, Summer Wind, Equine, West Point, Thoroughbreds, and others, trained by John Sadler, ridden by Flavien Prat, paid $288 to win, $292 to place, and $230 to show. Second, seven, Olympiad, $1238 and $716. Third, the one, Taba, at $4. Fourth, number eight, Rich Strike. $2 exact at $35.74. 50 cent try, $41.63. Dime Super, $69.16.
Jeff Bloom is standing by with an update on this year's field. Jeff?
Yeah, Mike, just a little bit of an update on Epicenter. According to jockey Joel Rosario, apparently the colt just didn't feel right. So he figured he'd take it safe and ease the horse up. As far as he knew, there wasn't anything major going on, but apparently he just felt it was prudent and in the best interest of Epicenter to go ahead and ease up on him.
Epicenter eased up going up the backstretch before they hit the far turn. He has been taken off in the ambulance, obviously a precautionary measure just to make sure that everything is okay. And a good move by Joel Rosario, thinking that something might be amiss with Epicenter. Not his day here this afternoon. We wish him and his connections all the best. But guys, what did we just witness here? How do you put this into words?
I put it into words in saying, I know the best horse that I have ever seen. I was alive, but I was not a racing fan when I was much younger. To be able to appreciate Secretariat, obviously I've seen him on film. This is the best horse I have ever seen. And what makes this horse even more amazing to me is that he can do it short, he can do it long, he can do it West Coast, he can do it East Coast, he can do it right here in the heart of Kentucky. His six furlong split, I really wish, hope they go back and check this, was 107.4, and he won going a mile and a quarter, eased up by whatever it was, seven or eight lengths.
Yeah. Whether that was true or not, that it seemed like an odd number. But like you said, they had the – it didn't it? 107 and change? It seemed very strange that they would go that quickly. That's a blazing pace.
Very fast. That's a sprinter's
– Yeah, and it just didn't add up with the other fractions in front of it and behind it. But maybe that's true. If it is, that's really impressive.
Well, we got the man next door. Can we ask him?
Yeah, we'll have to ask him, right. Yeah.
I told people for most of my life that the fastest horse I ever saw was a John Sadler-trained filly back in the mid-'80s named Mel Air. And her final race, she only raced five times. She beat the boys going a one-turn mile in the Silver Screen Handicap, including Snow Chief. She went wire to wire, 8 flat for her 6-furlong split, 119.4 for 7 furlongs out the mile, and 132.4. This horse is faster than Miller.
This horse is ridiculous. I mean, he's just breathtaking. Yeah, everything he does is so easy. I mean, Life is Good was running fast, and he's a good horse. Everybody says he's a good horse. Baffert said when he had him, he was a good horse, and Todd says he's a good horse. So he must be a good horse, right? And Flightline just said, adios, muchachos.
Yeah, this was an easiest, maybe one of the easier wins you're ever going to see in a Grade 1 race, and especially a race like the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic. Tip our hat to the three-year-olds. Taba ran a big race in here. He ends up finishing third. Rich Strike, the Derby winner, who everybody was counting out again, he ends up finishing fourth. Is that enough to give Taba the three-year-old championship here today?
I don't think so. I think you still have to give it to Rich Strike. I mean, Rich Strike won the Derby, and he, you know, he's acquitted himself quite well since. We know sometimes Derby winners don't go on, and he's been able to go on. I mean, he ran Hot Rod Charlie to a nostril, you know. Where was Hot Rod Charlie, by the way?
He was far back. Yeah, he never really made a move. He was well back early, never really got involved in the race. Bobby, what do you think? Enough for Taba to be three-year-old champion or no?
I actually think today's result will cement Rich Strike at being the three-year-old champ, with Epicenter unfortunately not making the course and Taba not finishing in the top two. Listen, Rich Strike run the biggest race that we have for three-year-olds. He's probably going to be the three-year-old of the year.
All right, John Sadler going to earn a second win in the Breeders' Cup Classic. He won it in 2018 with Accelerate, and this is going to be a special moment for him, and a nice flight back home to Southern California with his champion, Flightline. What a Breeders' Cup here. It's been great to have you along for the ride here this afternoon. That's going to do it for our coverage of the 2022 Breeders' Cup World Championships. We want to thank our entire team for today's race. Producers Lee Delapina, Sean C., my beautiful wife Michelle. Production assistance provided by Justin Taylor and Keith O'Brien. Special thanks to Dora Delgado, G.D. Hieronymus, and Jim Gluckson with Breeders' Cup. Join us every single week throughout the year for exclusive talk shows and live coverage of racing from coast to coast. You can listen live or check out our podcast all across North America on Sirius 216, XM 204, terrestrial affiliates across the Bluegrass, and horseracingradio.net. Now for Bobby Newman, Jude Fell, Jeff Bloom, I'm Mike Penna. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to the 2022 Breeders' Cup on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Proud to once again be your exclusive radio home of the Breeders' Cup World Championships.